Keller?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
How you getting along?
Wonderful. God bless you.
Well, we've had a busy week.
Oh, ain't it a good one?
Is it warm up there?
Yes, sir. It's nice.
Well, we sure do need some rain down here.
Where are you, at the range?
Yeah, I'm at the range.
Oh, I wish you'd get some.
Well, I sure hope so. Say, I talked to your boy, I think, while I was here last time, and you don't want me running around here naked. You better get me some clothes.
I got 10 pairs right here for you, Mr. President.
All right. You haven't made me any shirts to match them, have you?
No, but I'm having them made.
You get me this light brown, this real lightweight brown, it's a real softish, kind of a tan.
Uh-huh.
That you gave me with some green ones. That's the best color I got, and sure would make a nice kind of a uniform if I could.
I think the shirt would be a little too heavy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think the weight would be too heavy, but if you could get some shirt that fit into it with double pockets on it, it would make big double pockets on the front so they can put my glasses in the pockets with a button on them. I could always drop my glasses out.
Fine.
And make it big enough around, because my stomach's so big now I can't.
Now, wait a minute, Chief. Don't get that stomach too much, please.
I'm trying to. How y'all getting along?
Oh, we're doing wonderful.
Well, that's good.
Everything is wonderful. We are very, very honored to talk to us.
Well, I sure do appreciate it. You get them to me as soon as you can, will you?
Well, we have the pants ready. You want them sent to the ranch?
Yeah. Send them to Mr. Kellum at Austin Care, KTBC, Austin, Texas.
All right. I'll send them to
Mr. J.C. Kellum, K-E-L-L-A-M.
Okay.
At KTBC.
Okay.
I'll tell you what you might do.
Yes, sir.
You might call, see if George Reedy is still at the Adolphus Hotel.
Yes.
If he is, he could bring him down. He's up there, my secretary, last night, and he's leaving, but he may have already gone out. But check him. If he hadn't, he could bring him right down.
Uh-huh. Okay, mighty fine.
If not, you send him on down by plane today, and I'll take him back. I'm going back this afternoon.
I sure will. Well, you take good care of yourself. I've been watching you on television, my wife and I, and boy, we never been so proud. Sent you wire that night.
Yeah.
You best thought you won't get it.
Yes, I've got him right here on my desk, and I want you. You bet you.
Listen, I'll tell you what. I got all the boys working here, and we are going to carry it.
Well, you just take a little poll of your plants, see how many of them are for gold water. I'm worried about gold water.
Well, that's all right to worry about it, but we're not going to have any gold water here.
Well, you just check up the folks work for you, see how many of them are for gold water, and you tell me next time we talk.
I sure will.
I bet you it'd surprise you.
Well, I know he's got this darn city of Dallas here, they got a bunch of hotheads out here.
Well, see how many of them you got working for you. Just ask them, though. Tell them to take a little secret poll, just put it in. Don't put the name, but just take a cigar box and tell them when they walk out, put the name Johnson of Goldwater. Just kind of secret, see how we're going to help Dallas. And,
uh-huh.
You don't want to know about how any individual votes, but just put them in a little secret ballot box, and then you count them, and then don't tell anybody but me.
That's right. Well, I'll tell them. I want to do it for my own information.
That's good. How many people you got working?
We got about 3,000 all total.
Oh, good God. Well, that's a good...
They're not in Dallas, Chief.
Yeah, well, that's...
No, they're not in Dallas. We only got about 300
at Dallas. Well, that's good. Run the 300.
Okay.
All right. Bye.